States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you all for attending. We're going to do a roll call as soon as I get my stuff in here. Judy?
Here.
Joyce?
Here.
Rob?
Here.
Josh?
Here.
Scott? Adam? Excused. Brian?
Here.
Rudy here. Mark?
Here.
And Mike Santa? Absent. Okay. All right.
Do you need to make note that I am voting?
Oh, yes. Just for the record, Rob Jones is filling in for Scott tonight.
And we'll be voting.
And we'll be voting. All right.
These are the checks, so they did come in a total.
Okay.
So they're all total. That's the original. That makes it the 64, and that's the total. Yep.
Okay, very good. Excellent. Okay. I'll put the approval of minutes on until the end of the meeting so we can get through the other items. The first one, just an informational, the applicants Jim and Terry George, 37 Forest Road, Weir, New Hampshire, 03281, owners Pamela Rowe, 496 Main Street, Springvale, Maine, 04083, and Jean Rowe, 3309 Mosswood Drive, Plano, Texas, 75074, property location North Road, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034, Map 403, Lot 8, and Map 403, Lot 11. The intent to build on a Class 6 road approved by the Board of Selectmen on 7/22/19. The applicants will build one residential home on each lot, 8 and 11, and maintain the road. There's no action that the board needs to do on this. This is just informational purposes to let us know that the Board of Selectmen have authorized the applicants to build on a Class 6 road. Brian?
Yeah, it might be a little deceiving. It says approved by the Board of Selectmen. Basically, what it was is it approved one waiver on that application to allow the process to move forward. There's still criteria within that document that they have to agree to and sign with the Board of Selectmen.
Okay, good. Thanks for the clarification. All right, any questions? Good. The second one's continuation case 19-001, Candy Crossings, completion of the compliance hearing. At our last meeting, there were two items that were, there were administrative items. We were waiting for final information on. That one was item 4, receipt of approval from the Board of Selectmen of the Town of Candy to build a private road with the required waivers and indemnities, and item 9, maintain the current bond in place subject to review by Stantec and recommendations regarding the same. Brian, on the one for the select board, you want to bring that up?
The letter was signed by a majority of the board, not unanimous, but a majority.
So that requirement's been met?
Yes.
Okay. The second one was on the bond. There's some confusion on the bond, and one of the things that we did especially tonight, one of the things you have to remember that Candy Crossing is not a subdivision. Candy Crossing is a major site plan application, which is different and has different regulations that have to be applied to it. In this one, and I'm going to have Brian explain this a little bit further, but the bond requirements for a major site plan are contained in Major Site Plan Regulations Section 2, Article 503, which are different from Subdivision Regulations, which is Section 18 of Article 1804. Basically, we've had a bond in place since 2008, I believe. Okay. Introduce yourself, please.
I didn't come up to speak. Came to
listen. so that bond has been in place since the project was approved, because this is an approved project. What we looked at from a planning board standpoint, we reviewed some updates and some changes that were put in to basically lessen the impact and upgrade it to a little bit more of what was looked at now. The bond and the plans were properly extended every 2 years under the RSA, so everything stayed pretty much applicable the entire period that it was dormant. And as I said before, the bond was reviewed by Stantec with a new number, and we do have that number from Stantec. There is a letter. I won't go through the whole letter unless someone really wants me to do it. But to summarize it, it's going to be, as you are aware, the applicant currently has a surety in place with the town for the project in the amount of $51,421. It should be a summary of the estimated surety amount based on the described options are listed below. Please see the estimates attached for a breakdown of the items in these estimates. There's three options. One of them is option one, was existing surety in place, which was $51,421. Option two is the roadway and drainage surety, which was $64,680, and the entire site disturbance surety was $118,920. And based on their Stantec's estimate for reclamation costs for option two and option three, the existing surety amount in place is insufficient to cover the cost. Their recommendation was that we do surety estimates for basically for option two and option, or actually option one and option two, which totaled $118,000. Brian, is that correct? Did I summarize that properly?
So essentially, unless an agreement can be made with the developer, only the roadway would be disturbed initially, which is probably not realistic to what their plan is. We would recommend that a surety be put in place for the entire disturbance of the project, because in all likelihood, all the trees will be cut at the same time at the beginning of the project, and that surety amount is based on the restoration of that entire disturbed area.
Okay. Okay. So that's the $118,000.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Questions?
Yeah, I have a question.
Go ahead, Judy.
So this is a restoration bond, right?
Correct.
Do we have a performance bond on this project?
No. Performance bond is not required.
Who says it's not required?
Section 5.02 in our regulations under site plan review.
Because wouldn't that cover, like, if they started development and then all of a sudden it went downhill and then you'd be left with partial housing and a mess?
That's where I'm going to kind of refer to Brian a little bit on that, because there's some issues between public and private.
Okay.
In that this is not going to be a public road.
Okay.
So, Brian, I think you had some information on that you were.
Sure. So essentially, Rudy already touched on it. This is an all case in point of site plan. So, what happens for all site plans is we develop a surety estimate to essentially restore the site back to pre-construction conditions, loam and seed, remove the road, that sort of thing. There's some confusion about whether or not this can be taken over by the town. It cannot. There's no land associated with the road, so this is the road is part of an existing parcel. There's no right-of-way associated with it, so at no point could the town take it over. So to develop a performance bond for the road wouldn't make sense if we're saying the town's never going to take over the road. It's just, they don't go hand in hand from that standpoint.
But it wouldn't be a performance bond on the houses that might be only 3 of 43 ever put in or anything like that?
Well,
she's done.
It would be a reclamation, or it would be a performance bond from the standpoint if the road was built, then it would then be restored to natural conditions. That even in a subdivision, there isn't a performance bond on houses. It's just on the roadway, which the town can't take over. So.
Great, thank you.
Attorney Cronin, I'm going to allow Attorney Cronin, who's representing.
Yes.
Identify yourself, please.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, John Cronin from Cronin, Bisson & Zielinski, representing the applicant through this process. And just procedurally, as you probably know, I've been speaking to Attorney Courtney. It was our view that this was not necessary because the Stantec gentleman was here and you spoke about this at the prior meeting and the follow-up to us was administrative. But notwithstanding that, we said because there's some confusion and controversy, we'd be happy to go to the meeting to try and get it resolved. I just wanted to make one note that I think it's a common, and I won't say a mistake, just a common read of the statute when you talk about performance bond versus restoration bond. There's really no distinction. What the statute talks about is security, and we often talk about performance bond. Performance bond doesn't mean to finish the road. The gentleman was correct saying there's no fee dedication as part of this where the town would acquire any ownership or rights to even develop the road. So when you talk about a performance bond, it's best to say it's a bond. And the bond here, if you're going to call it a performance bond, to perform the restoration necessary so that there's no damage to abutting property or public streets. And just as far as the number goes, I think, and I think you can confirm it, that number that you spoke of, 118 or 108,000, that has been posted in full.
Correct,
as,
yes.
As of now. Initially, the prior surety and security was less, but it has been supplemented to get to the full amount.
Right.
Thank you.
And to clarify that too, that we just approved the amount, and the selectmen control the actual bonds and any reductions that have to go.
Yeah, and I can follow up too. There's a statute that I think that was in some debate or controversy about the issuance of building permits. And certainly when you look at it, that's a matter downstream or occupancy permits when someone's ready to go and get moving. And that's really an inverse statute. It says the selectman or the building inspector, whoever acts in that capacity, shall not deny unless there's appropriate security or bonding put up, which will have been done in this case. But we would expect that if they went out with a bucket load of asphalt and poured it over some dirt with the improper base and it wasn't suitable for travel, that a building permit wouldn't issue. So whoever has that capacity, I would expect, is going to go take a look at the road and make sure that it's safe for safety vehicles and everything else to go back and forth before they issue that. And we're not looking to shirk that responsibility. That's something that we acknowledge and should be done right. And my belief and my expectation is this road, when finished, will be superior to many of the roads in the community that do well for their intended purposes but are older and not constructed to the design standards that we have today.
Other questions?
No.
Comments? I have one question. You were just alluded to it, the fact that the road is going to be built very well. What protections does the owner of the property have that the actual road construction company is going to build it to the standards that the engineer has required? Does the engineer have any involvement with the actual construction of it?
Well, generally there'd be a contract for the road work that would call out the specifications on which they have to build it to. And most owners that I know, and if I were the owner, I would be making sure that I got what I paid for, mm-hmm. and having my engineer or consultants make sure that the base was adequate, that the drainage was done right, and the pavement was done.
Right, right, okay, okay. All right, other questions? All right. Because this was only an administrative item and we went through the public hearing for all of the items that had anything to do with the abutters, we don't need to take any comments on this. This is just an administrative item that we have to finish up. So at this point in time, unless there's other questions from the board, I entertain a motion that basically solidifies that all the requirements of our notice of action have been met for this project.
I make a motion that we accept it based on all the outstanding issues being completed and met.
I'll second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second on the table to accept it. Do we have any discussions? No. This time I'll take a roll on the vote. Judy?
Yes.
Joyce?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Josh?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rudy? Yes. Mark?
Yes.
And no Mike. So so the application, I mean, the project has been deemed to be complete.
I know different towns do it differently, and Chad is not with us tonight. The procedures for getting the Mylar signed, how would you like to see that happen?
Do we have them?
Yes, we do.
We can sign them tonight.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Do you mind waiting to till the end of the meeting for signing, or?
No, I wouldn't plan on, if you're going to sign them tonight, they can be kept here, and I don't know, I presume you wouldn't give possession to me that you would record them?
Yes, yeah.
We're happy to.
Yeah, we'll wait till the end.
We're happy to record them, but usually the town takes control of that, and Fred, I might put it in my trunk and forget about it.
He's already paid for it, why not?
I know that Lisa does a really good job filing them and stuff, so.
Okay.
All right, very good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rudy.
I'm going to keep.
Do you want to approve the last month's minutes?
You want to do that now?
You can do it at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to do, oh yeah, we can do it.
So we didn't have to hold everybody on.
Right. The next item on the agenda is case 19-006, the applicant Armin and Susan Hebert, 2001 Cedar Street, McKenzie, Tennessee. Which one? This one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this one you were taking out of here?
No.
Okay.
The owner's the same, property location, Currier Road, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034, map 402, lots 51 and 57. The intent of major subdivision to consolidate the two existing lots, 402-51 and 57, and then subdivide into five frontage lots for residential use. Do we have the applicant or the engineer here tonight?
I do not see the engineer.
Did he call? Jason?
Nope.
Okay.
We did receive the wetlands application. You may know already, but the Conservation Committee rejected signature.
And I do have comments from the meeting yesterday.
Oh, you do?
When you're ready for that.
Okay, that's up to you, no one's here, so we.
Without having anybody here, I don't think it'd be appropriate to discuss it, so we'll.
Table.
We'll table it.
Do you want to?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're going to table this until the next meeting.
Does he have a ton of outstanding issues?
He did. Plus, I know that Stan Tech issued a letter, and it was probably, what, 40 or 45 items?
44.
44 items. Okay.
44. Oh, yeah, I see that.
Yeah, 44.
New business, case 19-007, applicant, oh, I'm sorry, oh, yes, go ahead.
Does this now stay on the agenda until the next meeting? Is it constantly on the agenda now?
Yes, well, yes, it will be.
She didn't vote to accept the application.
No, we're still waiting for him to come back with all of the information.
It was incomplete.
The application. The information, the requirements that Stan Tech had would actually be discussed after we accepted the application. So we haven't accepted the application yet. So that's what would be on the next agenda.
And so you just keep rolling it over, you won't notice again, right?
Correct, correct. Yeah, once it's on the agenda, it stays on the agenda.
Thanks.
Okay.
The agendas are located as well at here physically and at the post office physically, just so everybody knows.
And on the website.
As well as the website. But they are in two physical different spots, so I would look for those before you look on the website.
And keep in mind, we're only required to post it in two locations. Putting it on the website doesn't necessarily meet the requirements under the RSAs, but we put them on there basically so that the townsfolks know what's going on. All right. New business, case 19-007, applicant Richard and Betty Jane Anz, I hope I got that right. 102 Critchett Road, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034, the owner the same, property location the same, map 406, lot 132. Intent, a lot line adjustment, take approximately 6 acres from map 406, lot 131, currently 11.3 acres, and add them to map 406, lot 133, currently 2.37 acres, eliminating the existing lot line and creating a total approximate lot of 9 acres. Do we have the applicants up here? Okay.
Richard Anz?
Hi.
Betty Jane Anz.
Hi. Did I get the name right?
You did, yes.
Okay, all right. Jim, you're representing?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and that's okay with you?
Yes.
Okay. Jim, you want to come up? And you can, you're also.
Do we need to accept the application or anything yet?
Yes, accept first, then.
Yes.
We have to vote, then they present, then approve.
That's right, and in this one, there's no checklist that we use in here. like we do on the other ones, correct? No, okay. We do have an application on the table for a lot line adjustment. Lot line adjustments don't require a big checklist that we have. It's pretty straightforward. So I'd entertain a motion to accept the application.
I'll make a motion to accept.
I'll second.
Second, okay. We have a motion and a second to accept the application for the lot line adjustment. All in favor, let me just go down here. Judy?
Yes.
Joyce?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Josh?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Okay, it's been accepted. Now. Fortunately.
I think I come here too often.
Fortunately,
yeah.
Lisa keeps me on track, too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah.
I brought four copies of this.
Paper, you know.
I put a little, I color coded it a little bit.
I like your color code.
So it'll be a little easier to follow.
I thought it was up here.
My name is Jim Franklin. I am the land surveyor that prepared this drawing for the ants. We did a boundary survey of lot 133, of map 406, lot 133 and lot 132, both owned by the ants family. And what we are proposing, the present day lot 133, as you can see, is in blue. That's approximately 2.2 acres, give or take a little. And we're proposing to have lot 133 be 9.5 acres, give or take a little. There's no new construction that's planned at all. At this point, all they're doing is just changing lot lines around.
Pull up a chair. Don't stand there. This isn't an inquisition. This is a planning board meeting. Okay, questions from the board?
This is just... Go ahead.
Jim, can you just show us with your finger the original line or the original lots and then what's being changed?
It's the blue.
Okay, on the blue is the whole thing.
And no, the blue, is I have labeled it present-day lot 133 and present-day lot 133. That's 133. All the remainder is lot 132.
Okay, okay.
Yep, and so what we're doing is we're creating
all
that.
All the way back there.
Okay.
Now we're doing is drawing it here. Separating this to a separate lot, yeah, and this to a separate lot.
So basically, we have a backyard for this house.
Correct.
That's the purpose?
Yeah. That's the purpose.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Colquhoun Road a natural road?
Yes. I don't. It's a rangeway, and it exists.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. What the status is, you'd have to consult with town council. Okay. So.
Yeah, to build on it. Right. Okay. All right. So. Do you own map? Or wait a minute. Go ahead, Josh. You had a question.
My question was their intent.
Okay.
Yeah.
The reason.
It's because
we can't even put a patio back here.
Right.
Right now, because we're within the 25-foot setback. So
okay.
You know, that's what led us to, you know, acquiring that extra land.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
All right. So.
So it's a lot line adjustment within your own property?
Within the
yes.
two properties.
Okay. Yeah, we own both.
And you own both. Yeah.
I clearly labeled existing lot line to be eliminated and proposed lot line.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
And we did want to keep it along that. There's a rock wall.
Mm-hmm.
So the discussion we're having with Jim was, you know, should we come off of this rock wall and go down or off of this one? So our decision was this made it a nice 5-acre parcel, well within the town requirements. So we just came right off of that line.
So there's two houses then?
Yes.
There is, right?
So
each
you own
lot,
two
so
houses.
Each lot has a house on it.
Okay. Yeah.
There's 102 Critchett and 128.
Okay. So is one a rental property? Or?
Yeah, our kids live there, and so they're buying it
great.
From us where 133 is.
Great. Okay.
All right, so just so I know, right now 406, 132 encompasses this whole back area. As well
yes.
as in here. Okay,
yeah,
so what
correct.
You're doing is getting rid of this one, bringing that line up this way.
Right.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
I think the only thing, Jim, obviously, is setting the bounds.
Yes.
On there
yep.
with granite bounds.
Yep.
Can you do a granite bound down on the street one? Or is that
a wall?
Is that a wall?
Yeah.
Or?
We'll check.
Okay.
Yeah, if there is a place we can set a granite bound, we will do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Are
you especially down? Where it's that intersection of Cole Court and Critchett. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry, Mark.
That's okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
Yeah, yeah, that one.
You get your own nameplate at this point.
Yeah. So with that one by...
So just reset all?
Not all of them.
Okay.
No.
It says, the regulations say any new lot corner.
Right.
Is
right.
A granite bound.
Right.
So you need one there?
So,
yeah,
yeah the, as you can see, there's only going to be one new lot corner, which is in the back, the division line between 132 and 133.
This one. Yeah.
So you'll
it's
only,
yeah. Only one.
So
yeah.
These already
exist. Yeah, so, but then the one straight down on Critchett, that one doesn't have a, oh yeah, that does have a bound when you go along the
where?
Stone wall, right down here.
That's the corner of the stone wall. Where, over here.
Correct.
Yeah, that's the corner of the wall.
Mm-hmm.
That's an existing corner now.
It is an existing.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Existing. Yep.
Okay. All right. Oh, yeah. So that one comes up here and then goes
right.
This way.
Yeah.
And now what you're going to do is just keep
so
going
just
and go straight.
So that's
right.
The one
so you have that one granite bound.
So you only got the back. That's all you're
putting.
Yeah.
Okay. So was lot 133 built on, based on an exception at one point because it's less than 3 acres?
Not that I have found. Not that I have found anything to that effect. It's
so
an old lot.
Yeah,
it was.
Used to be two.
That could have
probably
been,
when it was built. Yeah.
That could have been pre-zoning too.
Absolutely.
It was. Lot 133 was owned twice by the town of Candy. They took it for non-payment of taxes, and that's how the whole thing. One after the other. I have the entire deed chain with me if you want to see it. But that's how that lot came to be.
Yeah, just wondering.
Yeah.
There are, as a matter of fact, there's a lot. Right next to my house, it's the same thing. It's less than 3 acres, but it was grandfathered in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, you didn't need a whole bunch of land, so you cut off a little piece.
Now, is there enough frontage along here for you to come back and do a minor subdivision at some point?
Yes.
Yeah, because you could do three. Three house lots. So yeah, there is a possibility.
So we have long skinny lots.
Yeah,
kind of the ones that we saw earlier today.
Yeah, I'm not sure we could do three.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think we might be able to split lot lot 133 into two lots.
Mm-hmm.
But because the town requires to have the 200 feet of continual frontage.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause you, yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, because you don't have that much.
Mm-hmm.
Be really close.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right. Any other questions?
Nope.
Comments?
Nope.
Audience?
This is an ICC one.
Anybody from the audience?
Yeah. Sorry. Are there any abutters here? Anybody from the public that would like to speak? Okay. A motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the lot line adjustment as presented.
Okay.
I will second.
Okay. Roll in that. Judy?
Yes.
Joyce?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Josh?
Yes.
Scott? Excuse me. Brian?
Yep.
Judy? Yes. And Mark?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
The only condition is just get that one bound set.
Yes.
Yep.
Let the building department know that it's set.
Thank you.
Okay.
So you'll have 30 days, Jim, to do
Pardon?
That. Okay. You'll have 30 days. I'll put that in the condition.
Yes, 30 days is fine.
Okay.
Yep. As long as we don't get snow.
Jim's don't talk like that now.
He said he asked for it in August.
Yeah.
Don't be
talking about snow. I'm still working on mine.
Come
on. That got sent over today, Jim. Yeah.
Thank you.
Jim.
That got sent over today.
Pardon?
I hand delivered that today.
It looks good. Did a nice job.
Yeah. I hand delivered it to his house.
Okay. All right, any other business on the board?
No, sir.
I had something.
Josh, go ahead.
Rob and I were working on the Woodstock clause.
Yep.
So I just wanted to keep everyone updated. I printed out 8 copies of where we're at right now.
Okay, good.
What it's lacking is finding out. I've been having a hard time searching other similar towns and what they've done in the past. So I wanted to ask help from you guys on how to actually search for that sort of thing.
Google Woodstock.
I came up with all
so
sorts
much.
Of
things. Yeah, that's
no, I tried to go through regulations in other towns, and it seems like it's going to be a lot of digging. I can't just search multi-day events in Concord or Hooksett or
I wonder if, let me see here, the comments that town council had made and the recommendations, did they help at all?
Yeah, so so what I did was, on this sheet, I included how it was proposed on the warrant article originally, what the attorney said, and then what I'm suggesting based on both of those, just based on common sense and experience. I also want to compare this to other towns and what they've done, and then I think we'll be really close to what we want.
Yeah.
Unless this is way off, and then we can just start from there.
You know who might be able to help is the Ag Committee, or Ag Commission. Mm-hmm. Because I remember part of the stuff that came through in the legislature back a few years ago had to do with having events at farms. And one of the things that was found out is that you couldn't have a wedding at a farm because it was not agriculturally related. But there was supposed to be some laws that were put in place. I don't know if they got put in place yet, or there was some that were put in that included agricultural or agritourism, I think it was, is what they termed it. And you could have events on that property. I don't know where, right offhand, to find that. Probably the Office of State Initiatives in Concord. It used to be the Office of State Planning, but now
it's Rudy, did that address it as events or multi-day events? Because that's where Josh and I kept, you know, drilling into. It's right. More than one day.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. That would be something to check, because I don't remember whether it was just one-day events or, like, you know, if they had a farm weekend, or something like that, then obviously that's going to be a multi-day event.
Mm-hmm. It depends on how it's zoned, too.
Right.
So, based on my experience with Candia and the cease and desist and everything I started to deal with, I feel like the things that I've addressed here should put most of those to bed, because a lot of the things that the town was addressing in the events that we were doing have direct correlation to what I've written here and suggesting to avoid those problems from happening in the future.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So hopefully this is a big enough box that we can now put it down to what we actually would want.
Right.
And then compare that to what other towns that, you know, what they've written, how they've written in. We can pick bits and pieces of that and actually put this thing together.
Yeah, because I think some other things would be considered with parking, things like that. That probably would have to be in there. But
I thought we had a parking. Didn't we say something about off street parking? I don't know if it made it into.
It, I don't think it made it in here. But now that you mention it, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that one of the issues I addressed with you?
I didn't have that issue because we did all the parking on site.
Yeah. Go ahead, Tom.
I just want to make a suggestion.
Identify yourself, please.
Oh, I'm Tom St. Martin from Curry Road. Just a suggestion. It sounds like you're looking for some more resources for information about what you can do. You've got four state reps. I think one of them is on the Environment and Agricultural Committee. And if you talk to them, I mean, it might be a question of making a few phone calls and getting them to make or point at the right resource at the state level. I'm thinking particularly like a committee chair is often somebody that knows more of the history of the RSAs relating to things like this than anybody. So it might be worth a phone call.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Tom. I forgot about that. Yeah, we have reps. Put them to work.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Dr. Cobb?
No. Actually, you could probably talk to Matt Cobb, too.
Because he's part of that.
Yeah, he's the Agricultural
COBB?
Commission chair.
Yep. Yeah, I have his email.
Yeah, there's a vet in Raymond.
So I guess this is just a progress report to show that
good.
Rob and I have been doing something.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Rob gave us a little bit of an update at the ZRRC before that.
He
right, so.
Said you were doing stuff.
All right, anything else from the board? I've gone through everything I have. Comments from the public? Yes, identify yourself.
Jimmy George.
I'm from where? Jim?
Pardon?
Address?
37 Forest Road.
Okay.
Jimmy Terry George.
Oh. Sorry.
I was just gonna. You kind of went through that fast. And what's our next step in the process?
Build a house?
No.
No, I believe that you just go. Now you go back to the Board of Selectmen, I believe.
Is that the final step?
I believe so.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Now, we need to give you a set of plans or anything like that, Brian?
Go through, you got that checklist, right?
Right.
Just address the items on that checklist.
Yeah.
For Classics Road, right?
Correct.
Right. You don't need to give anything to the planning board, because it was an informational from the Board of Selectmen telling us that they've authorized houses to be built on a Class 6 road so that we're aware of it. Requirements are under the planning board, I'm under the Board of Selectmen and the building inspector.
Okay.
It's more of a courtesy process, you know, so right. If the planning board had any issues that they wanted the Board of Selectmen to address, that's when we would air it here.
Okay, right, thank right. you very much.
But now with their house plans, they would go to the building inspector, correct?
Correct.
Do they need to hear that?
And yeah, they do.
Well, they still have to get the approval from the Board of Selectmen first.
Right. Okay. Right. And then you would take your house plans to the building inspector?
Okay. And just for your knowledge, I don't know if you read anything that went on here, is that they plan on using all the acreage in those properties for personal use and agricultural and horses and all that,
right?
Really good agriculture.
Judy was
stuff.
That. Judy was that there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm your neighbor.
So she'll be watching out. Okay.
Okay.
You can bet.
No, I won't.
This is private.
I never go beyond my own driveway. Yeah, right.
All right.
Maybe I should try more than.
Good. If nothing else.
We have to do our minutes.
Oh yeah, we have to do the minutes.
Then we got to sign the Mylar.
Yeah.
We have to do that. Do that before we adjourn or after?
Approve the minutes too.
Right. We can sign the Mylars without after adjournment.
I actually have a couple other cases.
Yeah, we have a couple others
that
we'll have to address too.
For you guys.
Thank you, Brian.
Anyway, so.
All right, so motion to adjourn.
Motion to
minutes.
I'm trying. Yeah,
did you show up leaving tonight?
I think I got too much of Joyce lately.
Yeah. So Rudy, you want a motion to approve the minutes from last month? Last
month, front and center on that one.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from last month's meeting.
Do we have a second? Okay.
All right.
Motion to adjourn.
Judy.
Yes.
Joyce.
Yes.
Rob.
Yes.
Josh.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Rudy. Yes. Mark, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
So Joyce, motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn,
okay.
Second.
Okay. All in favor.
Third.
Aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you very much. Thanks for everybody that attended tonight.